USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit Southern California on Friday night, only one day after a 6.4 quake hit on the 4th of July. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's spoken with President Trump about the quakes, and he says political differences haven't stopped any federal help.
This is consistent with our relationship, and I want to thank the president for his outreach.
There was a huge blast at a shopping center in Plantation, Florida, just west of Fort Lauderdale. It sent debris flying 100 yards. More than 20 people were injured, and two people were in critical condition. Plantation Deputy Fire Chief Joel Gordon.
We've pretty much completed the search. We believe we've located just about everyone. We are doing what's called a secondary search in the condensed area where the explosion appears to be.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The UN has called upon the Venezuelan government to halt the violence against protesters after they were arrested following street demonstrations. USA's John Clements reports.
High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet says the demonstrators were protesting the Nicolas Maduro regime's special action forces that are accused of using inhumane treatment of those arrested.
A report notes attacks against actual or perceived political opponents and human rights defenders, ranging from threats and smear campaigns to arbitrary detention, torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, killings and enforced disappearance.
The UN report also includes evidence of state forces using electric shock, suffocation, and beatings to extract confessions. I'm John Clemens.
Stevie Wonder says he's planning to get a kidney transplant this fall. The 69-year-old legend says he will do three more shows, then have the surgery in September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A controversial Democratic lawmaker continues to criticize U.S. Border Patrol, this time accusing its top officials of lying. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been lying about when it found out about an offensive Facebook group involving some of its personnel. The New York Democrat citing on Twitter a story in Politico saying CBP leadership was alerted to questionable postings in that secret group made up of current and former Border Patrol employees. After racist and sexist images posted to the group recently surfaced, CBP officials said they were just learning of it and would be investigating. But the Politico story says the now former Border Patrol Chief Mark Morgan was alerted to the questionable posts back in 2016. And Ocasio-Cortez says it looks like CBP's been lying, and that, she says, is a very big deal.
Oregon State Police say they've made an arrest in relation to the death of child actor and former Mickey Mouse Club member Dennis Day. Daniel Berta, 36, has been charged with manslaughter 2, criminally negligent homicide, and abuse of a corpse, as well as identity theft and criminal mistreatment. Day was reported missing over a year ago. In April, his body was found in his home in Phoenix, Oregon. Police say the investigation is still active and no further information will be released at this time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.